fifth parak of Baba Kama, for second mission. Hakadosh Ichnas Gedeus on the Chosav Bala Bayis Shalom Bishus. Pottery maker put his pottery into somebody else's house without permission. Shavastim Hemnesh of Bala Bayis Potter. If the animal of that Bala Bayis damaged them, broke them, Bala Bayis is Potter. He's not responsible to watch over things that put into his possession, into his area that he owns, if he was not notified about it, he did not give permission to put it there. And not only that, if the animal fell on them and hurt himself, so the one who put the gederes there is chayv, because he put a bar in somebody else's rishus. If he did get permission to put it in, then balachot zechayev. So we see our Mishnah holds, if a person got permission to put his kederes into somebody else's house, we assume that not only does the Baal HaBayis give him permission to put it there, but the Baal HaBayis takes upon himself responsibility not to damage that thing. Therefore, he has to watch over his animals. Similar case, if you put fruit in somebody else's house without permission, and they get eaten by the behema, but it does not have to pay. The same idea, because you could, who told you to put your food in there? If he was nene, he has to pay how much he was nene, how much money he gained from it. But for the damage of the full value of the fruit, he does not have to pay. And if the animal got hurt on them, Baal Peiris has to pay for it. The Gemara says this is only when he slipped on them. But if he ate them and it caused them a stomach ache, then the Baal Peiris is potter, because he really didn't cause it. The animal, by overeating or eating something that wasn't healthy for him, caused it to himself. So it's only an indirect damage. If you got permission, then because we said that since he gave him permission to bring the thing to the chotzim and the stam, he also took upon himself responsibility that he will not damage them.